Laurel, Gary and Mark.
When you think of Valentine's Day, if you have a partner, you probably might share a bottle of champagne or a glass of wine, something like that. If you're a single and you're going out on the town, you're probably thinking, oh, I'll go to a bar and have a few drinks and hopefully catch up with someone. Not necessarily the case if you're someone who's wanting to get rid of the alcohol intake. Yep. And one such person is the lovely Faye Lawrence. She's the founder of Untoxicated. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning, Laurel. How are you?
Good, good. Faye, you must be like myself. You know, a lot of people, we get to a certain age where if we don't want to give up alcohol altogether, we want to reduce our intake.
That's right, yes. It seems to be definitely a rising trend that people are starting to be a bit more mindful about their consumption. And if they don't want to cut it out completely, which everyone has to work out what's right for them, they might just want to start having a few more alcohol-free days and things like that.
So tell us about Untoxicated.
So Untoxicated started really when I did give up drinking myself a couple of years ago, and I wanted to maintain my existing friendships, but they were all quite booze related. So I decided I wanted to do other things on a Friday and Saturday night. And so I was looking for, you know, what's out there, and I couldn't find anything. So I thought, well, I'll just create something then. So what we do is we do events, we do dinners, we do walks, we do pretty much everything you can think of. All we do is just remove the booze from the equation.
I do love this idea. I love the fact that you can go somewhere and instantly you've got a bit of an icebreaker, because that's usually what alcohol is there for, to break the ice and things. But if there's an event happening, then it's already done for you.
Exactly. And socialising is something that people feel quite nervous about doing without alcohol. So it does take a lot of courage for people to turn up for the first time, not knowing anyone, without having that couple of glasses of wine to take the edge off sort of thing. But once they get there, they realise that we're all, you know, everyone's really friendly, it's really welcoming. And the feedback that we always get is, I didn't realise you could have such a laugh without the alcohol.
I guess too, you could probably blame alcohol for destroying what could be a potentially fantastic relationship. Because when you think about it, you go out and because of the nerves, one person may overindulge and then the other person goes, well, no, they drink too much, but then not realising that usually they wouldn't drink that much. It was just a way of calming the nerves.
Absolutely. And there's so, honestly, the clarity you get when you remove it from the equation is so much better.
I have a friend who actually is an alcoholic. He's been sober for many years. He would not go to bars, though. He just could not go to those situations. So I see something like this as a great way. Do you get many recovering alcoholics along to your events?
We get all sorts. We don't ask questions. The only stipulation for our event is not to drink at the event.
Well, Faye, I love the opening line of your media release. Sober is the new sexy at booze-free Valentine's Day single soiree. Tell us about the Valentine's Day soiree.
The single soiree really is just for an opportunity, because it can add an extra layer of complexity when you're dating without alcohol. Because if you are someone who doesn't drink, for example, or someone who doesn't drink a lot, it can be really difficult to find someone else who's in that same space as you. Hopefully you meet the love of your life.
Faye Lawrence of Untoxicated sounds like a really interesting way of meeting people. I do like it. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great idea.
If you're wanting to pop along or just get involved in some of the other events, you can go to untoxicated.com.au and there is a link in the black banner at the top of the page.
Laurel, Gary and Mark.